The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. My name's Ben Phillips. I'm from Chattanooga, and I love this town. Sabrina Smedley, you're from Chattanooga. You love this town. This town is awesome,
isn't it? I love this town. As a matter of fact, this week, I had the privilege to go to a luncheon with our Chattanooga Visitors Bureau, celebrating, their summit. And I'm telling you, just all the things going on here.
Who's been running that organization over there?
And everything.
They're doing a heck of a job.
Barry Whitey's doing really good.
Chattanooga, I almost want to keep it a little bit of a secret.
Exactly.
But really, I'm excited because all the tourism that's happening in this town, it's a double-edged sword, but it's healthy for businesses. Mm-hmm. And folks are coming here. They're saying great things about Chattanooga. They're having a good time. I mean, it is exciting. I hear you can get seafood. We can catch seafood in the river.
We'll talk about that later on the show today.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. We're going to have a special guest and a small business owner, which we like to support small businesses here on the Spring and Bend Real Estate Hour. But, back to all the great things going on here. You were talking about how people want to move here, and that's good. But we're experiencing some growing pains because of all the growth. But, what's interesting, I had a closing this week, and what we're finding out is that when young folks go away to college, they're coming back to Chattanooga. That's not happening across the state of Tennessee. As a matter of fact, I had a closing this past week with a young lady from Memphis, and she was sharing that it's crazy. She said, I ended up in school here, and there was like 6 or 7 people here at UTC from my hometown in Memphis.
Wow.
Everybody's wanting to get out of Memphis, and they're wanting to come to Chattanooga, which is really, really good for us. So you're right, Ben. I mean, we're very blessed to live here. A lot of good things going on in Hamilton County. A lot of things to do outdoors. Relatively mild climate, even though I can't brag on our climate too much because I'm ready for fall, and it's 100 degrees outside.
It's been 100 degrees this week. What is going on with that?
I know.
Well, but hey, though, why it's so hot outside?
Well,
because our market, the real
I knew
estate
you were gonna
market,
say that.
Is on fire.
It's
Sabrina.
On fire. It's on fire. Okay, let me tell you this.
Okay.
Because you and I have not had much time to catch up this week because we've both been running.
Yeah.
Passing light ships in the night. Listed 4 homes between Thursday and Sunday. This was last week. They're all gone.
Yeah, but you're wow.
Most of them had multiple offers. They're all gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Poof.
So it's crazy. So, and we are going to talk later on in the show, is it really a good time to buy in the fall and the winter of 2019, or should buyers wait till 2020? We'll talk about that later in the show because you might be surprised what the experts are saying.
Absolutely. And I've got a weather forecast, not serious, real weather forecast, no Paul Bear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a weather forecast of mortgage rates, not just right now, but for the future. So we're going to have, the Ben Phillips, Paul Barris type weather forecast of interest rates. And, also coming up in the show, pretty exciting stuff. Are you a first-time home buyer, or do you want to be a first-time home buyer? We want you to stay tuned because you're going to learn some special tips about first-time home buying. So
Yeah. We've
got a jam-packed show today. It's exciting. Should we go ahead and get the rates?
I want to hear the rates.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So today's interest rate, folks, is 3.6%. They actually went up last week a smidge, and then boom, they came back down.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing because I was getting a little nervous there.
It's a blessing.
At the end of the week. So, when you can buy, 5% about a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates were inching almost to 5%, almost,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a year and a half ago or so. Well, when you do the math, one of the things that I hear often is, this home is about $20,000 more than I expect it to be.
Yeah.
When you do the math, let's call it 10%. Mm-hmm. It's 10% more. Well, here's the thing, folks. Interest rates right now if you take where they were just a year and a half ago, almost just right at 5%, mm-hmm. and now they're 3.6%. Do that math. Mm-hmm. So that's 1.4% lower at 3.6. Mm-hmm. 1.4 divided by 3.6 is around 35 to 40%.
Yeah.
So interest rates, which means your mortgage payment, is 40% off. Now, I know my wife. I know how she gets excited about seeing a sale down the street with 40% off on mm-hmm. there, because she knows that sofa or those drapes or, you know, whatever it is she's buying, the basket. Oh, my goodness, those baskets.
Oh, yeah.
When she sees 40% off, she gets really excited. And 40% off is a lot. So think about this. You might be paying 10% more for a home right now in the best town in America mm-hmm. to live in mm-hmm. with all this great forecast of positivity for the future, but you're getting 40%, nearly 40% off your mortgage payment.
Yeah.
By buying
That's
today.
Awesome.
Folks, the real estate market is hot. Jump in.
Well, we're going to talk later in the show about that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. We're talking about the interest rates, how they are at an all-time low. Ben was just sharing at 3.6%. I'm hearing they're going to go down again.
Now, I did hear from a pretty impressive person, one of my mentors. Mm-hmm. They have reason to believe that interest rates could get in the twos.
Wow.
That's
Exactly. That will be awesome.
Now, that happened a couple times in the last 20 years, and it was very, very brief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very brief. So I would recommend that everybody recognize that getting anywhere close to the low threes mm-hmm. is almost a blessing. I mean, you're a minority. You know, it's a very rare thing to get an interest rate in the low threes. You can get a 15-year right now at 3.1%.
Yeah.
All day long.
Everybody asks me, is it, you know, it's a seller's market. It's a seller's market. And right. I think we're in a very unique market. And I shared this with everyone. It is a great time, no doubt, for sellers to put their home on the market because there's such demand out there. And I mean, the homes are selling very, very quick. And I'm talking about all price ranges. You know, I've had three in the 400,000 up. You know, that went under contract Boom. Very quick. And it's because of those low rates, too, that buyers can qualify to buy more in terms of a sales price. Exactly.
More land.
Exactly. So I say it's great for sellers because there's such demand out there, but there's never been a better time for buyers either when you can take advantage of these low interest rates.
Well, and back to your point, I mean, when in history, if you look back in history, even when the market was high in history, people bought and they're super successful today. The prices are even higher today
right.
than they were 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. So the bottom line is, and we talk about this almost every week, and we mm-hmm. do it for a reason, because mm-hmm. to truly build wealth in America, to build wealth for your family,
yeah,
for your family, it's the real estate, buying a home is the most important. And go ahead and talk about making your landlord rich. I mean,
oh yeah,
why would you do that?
Well, I heard one of your advertisements this week, by the way.
Okay.
And you were sharing about how you helped a professional pull equity out of their home and make that equity work for them. And what they do, they realize how much their home had appreciated.
Right.
You know, we're not just appealing to sellers and first-time home buyers, right, or
Amen.
People looking to buy. We are appealing to folks that need to refinance, take advantage of these rates, or folks that maybe want to make their money work for them.
Right.
The banks aren't paying that much.
Yeah,
if you can go set, yeah, you can go set that. Your money in a savings account or a CD. It's not really working for you. But I heard your commercial this week, and you were sharing how you were working with a professional. They had significant equity in their home. They were able to pull that equity out and buy a rental home.
That's right.
And I mean, those people are investing into their future and their retirement. Now they've created cash flow. They're making their money work for them. And they took advantage of getting a very low rate on their mortgage now. So I know they're saving money there. That's a win-win all the way around.
It's called threading the needle. This is the perfect time, folks, to recognize. This is the perfect time to get a mortgage.
Absolutely.
This is the perfect time to buy a home in Chattanooga.
Absolutely.
This is the perfect time to set your retirement plan. You know, Sabrina, folks work 35, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and they work and they work and they work, and they get that W-2 at the end of the year, and then eventually they retire, 35 to 40 years.
Yeah.
And then they get that whopping $1,500 to $2,000 Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
But check this out. Here's what you can do. You could buy a rental property today and your payment could be, let's say, $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That means you can probably rent that thing out for $1,500, $500 more. So you're making $500 a month. You can put it back on the mortgage each month because sometimes you'll need it for maintenance items, maybe a new air conditioner in 3 or 4
Absolutely.
Years. Here's the point. You could have that thing paid off in 15 years or so, and guess what? Now you're making, and rents are going to go up. They're going to continue going up because the population doesn't keep going down. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So there's more demand for housing continually. But you could probably be making in 30 to 35 years at your retirement, still get that Social Security check.
Oh, yeah. But well, we hope. No, there's no guarantee Social Security will be there.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I understand that potential negative statement.
But
it's
all
factual.
The more reason to be very smart with your money.
That's right.
You know, and to make your money work for you. But, you know, Ben, the market has not let up. It's very, very hot. And that's what we keep telling everybody week after week after week. And stop making your landlord rich. Start investing in your own future. You know, call us, because I'm telling you, and at Sabrina Realty, we are set to have a record year. And I know you are too. You guys did, 100 loans last month. And I got to brag on you, because I put you guys under the gun on these closing dates, because there were some of them I had to get done in a small window. You guys came through successfully on every one of them.
Here, I'm going to wear my boots next week, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's okay. But, I mean, it's great, you know, and I just can't stress enough for our listeners out there. If you're thinking about, it doesn't matter, refinancing, buying a home, selling a home, seeing how much your home's worth, pulling the equity out, you know, looking for a rental property or something like that, making your money work for us, they should call us.
Amen.
That's for sure.
And I think your phone number is easy to remember,
499-7780. 499-7780. And yours is 805-9100.
Yes.
And we would love to help you. And we do work weekends, so you can call us
Absolutely.
Today. We are going to have a special guest in the next segment. We love to promote small businesses. And so we've got a guy coming in. He's got a unique business. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, he went to Baylor, too.
Yeah.
So he's got a good story.
That's right.
He's
local.
From the area.
Local, homegrown guy.
Well, hey, and exactly what you just said earlier. He went off. And, now
and he
back.
Came back.
We'll find out that story.
That's
here,
right.
Here in just a
That's
few
right.
minutes.
And we're going to also talk about, is this a good time to buy a home, 2019, or should you wait till 2020? You may be surprised by what the experts say. We'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's $250,000. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home.
Now, back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
Welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, we've got so much to talk about
today.
I'm
telling you. And we've got special guests in the studios.
Yeah.
You get to bring our guest in and introduce them. Unique guy.
Okay, if anyone went to Baylor, you're going to love our next guest. And if anyone likes seafood, I know I was playing around earlier and saying, hey, you can catch seafood right here in Chattanooga next to the river. And here's why. Because today we have Maritime Seafood Company. It's a brand new seafood company here in Chattanooga. Very excited because they want to help not only individuals, I'm sure they want to help out businesses as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Thomas Persinger. He went to Baylor. Yeah. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for joining us on your Saturday morning. We appreciate you being here. So, seafood, a seafood company.
Yes.
So, I got to hear about this.
Yeah.
I got to hear about the inception of this idea, how you got this going, everything.
Yep. So, 2007, took a family trip to Alaska. Fell in love with it. If you haven't been, I recommend it.
I've been.
Everything's big. Everything's beautiful.
Me.
Yeah, I will happily take you, Ben. Took a family trip. Fell in love with it, went back 2008 and actually started guiding sport fishing trips. And so we were taking fishermen every single week for pretty much the summer months, May through September. All five species of salmon, trout, grayling, char, the whole nine yards. Just one thing led to another. I had a great mentor up there, got me into flying. So I started, came back to Chattanooga in 2009, got my private pilot's license. One thing led to another, got my seaplane license, and I was back in Alaska and started actually flying these fishermen around, and did that for another 4 years and just couldn't get enough of it. But as I don't have to tell you, you know, you fall in love, you find that person, you just kind of like, man, I gotta be at home. I can't be gone 6 months out of the year.
This
isn't gonna work.
So a girl brought you back home.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So obviously no complaints there because with that, you know, for every reason that I had to come home, it opened up another door.
Now, Thomas, you look like a young guy because you just said you just took us back to 2007.
Yep.
And all this stuff you did. So you look like a young guy. Yep. To have done all that.
Yep. So actually, I started working in Alaska when I was 21.
21.
Yep. So
wow.
I still actually had one semester in college left. So actually, after I did my first season, went back, got my degree, went to Auburn, got a degree in supply chain management, and then went back to Alaska just chasing this dream.
Wow.
But as I was saying, I came back home and I was working actually with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank and was with them for a little over a year and a half. And then I was approached by a mutual friend who was a commercial fisherman in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And when you're thinking of wild caught salmon in your grocery stores and this is what this guy does. You know, he owned his boats. So I went up and started fishing.
So you were a tour guide. For fishermen in Alaska. That's how it started.
Yeah, I was, I guess, what they would call a sport fishing guy.
Okay.
And so tour guide, we went and saw all the bears, you know, the famous picture of the bears on the waterfalls. You know, that's Brooks National Park. We were there, you know, taking people to see these bears. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So I started commercial fishing and got to see that side of things. So really people are always, you know, you take it for granted. How does this food get on your plate, right? You know,
exactly.
How is a piece of fish from Alaska making it all the way to Chattanooga?
Well, I was going to ask you that, right, Ben? I mean, really, I mean, when you think of all the businesses, and obviously you're an entrepreneur because you've had this idea, this vision, you've started this here locally. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there thinking seafood. I love seafood.
I think
it'd be a hit here, but how do you get it?
So the way I designed my business, and it was, again, as I had a growing family, you know, I was on the road, you know, 3-4 days a week, and I was just like,
wow,
this isn't going to work. You know, I've got to find a way to where I can be at home but still provide this seafood for people. So we actually pushed everything online. So you actually get on the website, you know, just like any other Amazon. You pick out what you want. We have, you know, sockeye salmon, king salmon, halibut, gulf shrimp. You know, pack it up, put it in a box with dry ice, and we either ship it to your house or if you live locally, we can deliver it.
That's awesome.
So how do you set yourself apart? I mean, obviously, from my point of view, I think of when I'm sitting at the dinner table and I take that first bite, I'm thinking, okay, this is unique. This is special.
Yep.
What do you do to make your stuff stand out when it hits our mouth?
And fresh.
Yep.
Amen for that.
So the way I work, I know my fishermen. That's the big thing. You know, you go to Whole Foods, you can ask your fishmonger there or any of these other, you know, seafood shops, where did it come from? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's here, it's from this place. Oh, okay, well, that's great. But What I have is I have product that is sourced directly from the fishermen, and on top of that, you know, I vet their processes. You know, I make sure that the
supply chain, that's your
background. And that's, again, you know, this business is built around a supply chain. You know, mm-hmm. products are products, but it's how you get it from A to B in a cost-effective way.
Absolutely.
Efficiently. Yep. And so that's what we did. And, you know, we move product from Alaska. We pre-position it around the country so we can ship all around the country. So if you have a mother-in-law here or a friend there, we can ship it to them too.
That's
so
awesome.
It's overnight delivery, right?
It's what's called FedEx 2-Day. Okay. So, but like I said, we pack everything with dry ice.
So then that lasts 2 days, I guess.
3 days, actually.
Oh,
we put enough dry ice in there, so in case there is a hang-up or whatever, when your product gets delivered, it's still going to be frozen the way it was.
The bottom line is you're saying, try my stuff.
Try my stuff.
You back it up.
You will not be dissatisfied.
So my youngest son would love you.
Yeah.
Okay? Chase is an avid fly fisherman, and he's really good.
Awesome.
I mean, every weekend, this kid's gone, you know. But avid fly fisherman, he would just love Thomas. And love hearing about his tour guide and everything. He's got a lot of buddies around the country, places he's been that have been tour guides and stuff. But Alaska, so this is very unique.
It is.
It's very unique, and I'm very impressed.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Thomas is such a young guy, too.
Welcome to
Chattanooga.
And
I made to come
this
back. I love
about.
To hear people that have an idea or a vision, and they're passionate about it, and they make it happen. They take on the risk. And they've got the guts to make it happen.
You know why you like that so much, Sabrina? Because that's what I admire about you. I mean, you're running our district, you know, District 7. Is that what it's called? District?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
So you're running that. You're running your real estate business. Your camaraderie. You're running the radio show. I mean, it's amazing what we get to do. I mean, I feel like it's just having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know?
Absolutely.
But you're helping make big, important decisions that help our city grow, mm-hmm. our county grow, which attracts him to come back home and say, you know what, I want to start a business here in Chattanooga and make Chattanooga even a better place than it already is. That's what's so exciting. What made you really decide, I got to come back? Yeah, I know the girl
but, you know, honestly, it was just, Chattanooga's beautiful.
And
probably similar to your son, we have just amazing, you know, environment around us.
Exactly.
We have this beautiful river. There's no salmon in the Tennessee River, unfortunately. Hopefully there never will be because we have a problem if there is.
Well, there's a lot of salmon in Alaska.
Yes. And so, I moved back to Chattanooga because I loved it. You know, I was born and raised here. You know, mm-hmm. we have so much in our backyard and in our city. And so when I moved back home, I actually bought a house in the South Side.
Yeah.
And that was in 2013.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, and it was still a little rough then. You know, there wasn't people.
It's not now.
And it's not now. You know.
You probably got a good investment then.
Well, and it's probably worth talking to one of you two about what we've got going on here. It's just been amazing to watch how much the city has grown.
Absolutely.
And for me, as a small business owner, and, you know, a lot of what I do is in the city, but it's also all around the country. But regardless, I wanted my business to be here.
Right.
Because I wanted to raise my family here, and I've got friends here, family here. It's just.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And, you know, as not only as a realtor, but like Ben said, as a commissioner, I mean, if you just look at Hamilton County, City of Chattanooga, at how business friendly we are, if you've never been to the incubator and see how they support startups, and did you know that there's like 90% success rate for those entrepreneurs that go out there and start a business?
Because they literally incubate.
Yes. And Thomas, you know, our listeners can't see Thomas. He's got a baby face. Thomas is just a baby.
He is.
But what a fascinating story to hear how he started this at 21 and now he's in his early 30s and he's rolling it out. And for me, being older, it's all about leaving things better because I have three kids too, and I care about the next generation and, you know, leaving things better for them and wanting to give you guys the tools you need to be successful. And so it's exciting to have him in here.
That's awesome.
And talking about this. And back to Alaska. So do you go back periodically?
So typically, you know, in the summer times, I will run out there. I can't be as gone as long as I was, mm-hmm. you know, 6 months just out in the middle of nowhere just doesn't work. But typically, you know, go up to, you know, just to see the guys, to see how the fishing is going, you know, just fun stat, you know, yeah. 2019 fish numbers just came out for Bristol Bay, which is the region where these salmon are coming from. Uh-huh. You know, the 20-year average is 38 million sockeye. That's only one of the five species. 38 million fish is the average. They had over 54 million fish home this
what?
Year.
What? Where were the whales? They were supposed to eat them.
Well, you know, that's the thing that's amazing about Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay is just protected, you know, and the
yeah,
state
awesome.
Has done an incredible job managing that environment. Mm-hmm. So,
if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, and we are, I mean, speaking of real estate, we're talking about a fine piece of real estate here. Maritime yeah. Seafood Company just started. We have the owner, Thomas Persinger. And he went to Baylor. He's from Chattanooga. He went off to Alaska, and he learned, you know, he went to Auburn and got a supply chain degree, went up to Alaska, flew 600 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flew 600 hours.
Somewhere around there.
He guided fishing trips on the sporting side, and now he found this beautiful idea of, hey, I'm going to bring better, high-quality, wild seafood to Chattanooga, and I'm going to start it right here in Chattanooga.
Well,
that's impressive.
And for our listeners, if you want fresh seafood, crab, shrimp, anything, right?
So
tell them how they get in touch
yep,
with you.
Yep. So you can get on our website. It's maritimeseafood.com.
And that's MARITHYME.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And maritimeseafood.com.
Yep. And we made the play on that word just because, A, you know, we just, the idea of maritime is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, going home to the ocean. But
exactly.
Time is the culinary aspect of it. So
that's awesome.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep. So, but yeah, either that or you can call us. We encourage people to use our website. You know, we
absolutely.
Have a beautiful website. And we would love, you know, to get some amazing wild-caught seafood in your hands in your freezer.
So maritimeseafood.com, or if you want to call Thomas, 423-645-4099, two-day delivery, right?
Two-day delivery.
So do you also have any other types? I mean, do you have, can people get shark? Can they get, I mean, what else can you
yeah,
get?
Yeah, so, you know, every now and again we have some special stuff, you
okay.
know, like, and it all
okay.
just depends. You know, like I said, the salmon and the halibut and the shrimp are really our bread and butter.
Thank
but
you, yeah.
as our business grows, we're going to keep adding things, you know, and listening
awesome.
To our customers. And we've got limited supply, but, you know, we've got some incredible crab cakes that are in right now.
I love so. Supporting local businesses.
And I love what he said. He wants to listen to his customers.
Yep.
We know how important that is.
Yep.
Listen to your customers.
Yep.
And so that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Thomas. I feel your enthusiasm in what you do.
Absolutely.
I can tell you're very passionate about it. And it says a lot about where you're heading. And I hope that supply chain degree is really going to help make this business grow faster than, you know, than what a typical business would do.
It's all about being smart.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody, Thomas Persinger, owner and founder of Maritime Seafood Company. That's Maritime, like THYME, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the spice. He's partnered with other businesses locally. So I really, there's so much more we could have went into today. This is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back. Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. We just helped a sonographer and her family refinance one of their rental properties and get $81,000 cash out in order to buy another rental property. We beat his previous rate by almost 1%. Folks, real estate can be one of the proven best investments for your financial future. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, folks, at 805-9100. That number again, 805-9100, to save money today. With rates this low, it's not a matter of if we can save you money. It's just a matter of how much. And A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, your local mortgage company, is Home Rate Mortgage. Call us today, folks.
Turn a house into a home. Home Rate Mortgage.
MLS 2239. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga. 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage
and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. We just had a very special guest, Thomas Persinger, the owner of Maritime Seafood Company.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Went out there from 21 to Alaska and started touring and learned how to commercial fish.
I'm a little envious. No, I'm just
I know. Well, I'm so excited. It's cool. Well, I love to see young people too, and I love to see them, you know, have this idea and this dream and act on it. But have you ever been to Alaska?
I have not.
You haven't? Oh my gosh.
I've got to go.
You
got to
go.
I want to go now.
Okay, so about, I guess it's been about 3 years ago.
I remember when we went.
Yeah, we did a cruise. We left out of Seattle, Washington, which was neat. We spent a couple days there, went on a 10-day cruise. Longest vacation I've ever been on, because I always do these mini trips because of my job, which is good. I like that. But anyway, went out there, okay? And I tell you, I was amazed at, it seemed like everyone we talked to and met, they were from another state, okay? And so, and Alaska's beautiful. I mean, beautiful scenery. You know, we went, we did some whale watching. We saw glaciers, all this stuff. Just beautiful, beautiful, breathtaking. But what I was amazed about with Alaska is I noticed it didn't matter if it was our bus driver, our tour guide, whoever. They were all from another state. So about the second day there, I inquired about that. And I said, hey, why is no one
from Alaska?
That we're meeting that works here is from Alaska. And this is kind of sad. So this lady was from Idaho, and she was driving our bus that day, and she said, Alaska actually has to go outside the state and hire their workforce. So most of us come over to the state, we work, we're seasonal because of the drug and alcohol problem.
Wow.
Locally. Didn't know that. But that's just something that really surprised me about Alaska. I didn't know that at all until I went there and visited. But it's a great place to go visit. If you do a cruise, you can't beat that.
Do you think it's because of loneliness or something? I mean,
well, they had an alcohol problem. And then, you know, they recently passed recreational use of marijuana. And so they just said that there's such a drug problem within the state, and there is a lot of depression, that they have to go out and hire locally, you know, and bring the workforce in, and they're all seasonal. But they all seem, I mean, like, this lady was from Idaho, and she said, I come over here and work 6 months out of the year. I love it. Alaska's beautiful. Then I just go back home. Then I come back.
Wow.
So I was fascinated by that, because that was something I did not realize about Alaska. But still, it's a great place to go visit.
I can't wait to visit it,
yeah,
just to see the beauty.
Exactly.
I mean, the land, and I mean, we have a beautiful place we live in, and yet I hear Alaska is so untouched.
Yeah.
And that's what's so
it's
wonderful.
Beautiful. And I just went to three different cities. I didn't get to see all of Alaska, but I can imagine if you got to go there and just stay, and you know, you would be amazed. But okay, for our listeners out there, right? We promised them we were going to give them some advice from the experts of why they might not want to wait until 2020 to buy a home, right?
Okay.
I've got some sellers now. I went on a couple of listing appointments this week. I'll be listing their homes in the next week. And they were, should we wait till the holidays? No. Demand. I just shared with you in the first segment, I listed four homes in a matter of like 3 days. They're all gone. Most of those sellers received multiple offers.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. A lot of those homes went for more than our list price. So
that's incredible.
This is why, if you are thinking about buying a home, you should not wait until 2020. And this is from a chief economist from the National Association of Realtors. This is an expert. And, you know, we know autumn's here. The kids are back in school. It's football season. The weather's supposed to be getting cool, but that's not happening.
That's not happening.
hopefully that'll happen soon. But if you want to capitalize on the fall market, guess what? According to the experts, the time is right. One thing we shared in the first segment, you were talking about how the rates have just dropped again, 3.6%. This is one reason why anyone thinking about buying a home should take advantage. And you know this, according to the experts, the rates, and Ben, you can elaborate on this, the rates are at a all-time low, three-year low.
These are historic lows.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. And here's what's so funny. Let me say that over again. Here's what's so serious about this matter. If everyone out there, you know, there's a misconception about interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are derived from a marketplace. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of trading and buying, and that marketplace is primarily ran on confidence. Now, there are some things the government can do to try, and I will repeat, to try to hold rates steady. Mm-hmm. So the government can take action to attempt to hold rates steady, but here's the truth, y'all. Mm-hmm. There is no crystal ball, and there is no full control of interest rates.
Yeah.
You know, China tries to control their dollar.
Exactly.
I think it's won or something. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? America, we can do some things. We can infuse some things. We can put the Fed funds rate lower. Mm-hmm. We can do some things, but those are not guaranteed things. They do not control the interest rate. So here's what I recommend. I recommend everyone take a big, long look at where interest rates have been in history.
Yeah.
And just recognize these rates are not fully controlled by any one entity.
Right.
You have to act when it makes sense. And that's why so many folks, you know, you heard that commercial. And the commercial was, hey, we took someone that had an investment property. They took all this money out of their property and bought another investment property. Now, why do you think they did that? Well, they did it because the investment property they had it was making them money and it had appreciated. And they started thinking, wow. And interest rates are lower.
And the rental rates are high. So they knew that they could capitalize on
that. So one of the key attributes of successful people is taking action at the
right
time.
That's exactly right.
Right now is the right time. You're hearing Sabrina and Ben say that.
Well, and you know, something else. House hunting in the fall reduces the competition.
Right.
And this is the time when the sellers could feel pressure to lower their prices and close sales, especially if they've been on the market throughout the summer. You know, maybe they were
absolutely
a little overpriced, or maybe they're in a more remote location. But this is
a good time.
Yeah, and it's a good time for buyers because, like I said, you have less competition. We were talking about all the demand. And on those listings, I saw very rapidly how there was multiple offers. Some of them came in above sale prices. Another reason why you should take action now instead of waiting until 2020 is the experts are predicting that the average home prices will rise by $9,000 next
year.
Whoa.
Let me give you an example. $9,000.
Yep. This is the chief economist from the National Association of Realtors says they expect the median price of existing homes to increase by 3% in 2020. Example, a home that is currently now listed at $269,600 would go up to $278,500.
Wow.
So you can save 3% by acting today.
Yep. And not only that, in 1 year, guess how much you're going to owe on that $268,000? If you finance the whole thing, $268,000, mm-hmm. in 1 year, you're going to owe $258,000.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have almost $20,000 of equity in one single year on a 30-year mortgage.
Plus save 3% off the top.
Wow.
So, I mean, and I believe this because we know we kept hearing about this recession, this prediction of a recession, just like we had heard last year that the rates were going to be double what they are today. Not true. And I don't see things letting up because we've been talking this entire show how young folks going away to college, they're coming back. We've got seniors. We have talked about our two biggest markets, Ben, are millennials and seniors. Seniors looking to downsize. We've got seniors coming from other areas across the United States
to Chattanooga. Amen.
Because of all the great things.
We've learned about that quite a bit in this show.
Exactly. So I'm just telling you, right now is the time anybody thinking to buy before those prices go up an average of $9,000 per year, next year. This year, too, fall home buyers could lock in their interest rates, right? You were just talking about.
Good
time to lock. And if a buyer comes in and locks that rate, how long is that rate good?
Well, I mean, we can lock it for 90 days.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But if, again, I think it's imperative to be prepared, to be pre-qualified. Mm-hmm. We talk about that every week. Mm-hmm. In order, you know, Sabrina just told you all that she had three or four listings?
It was four, just a matter of a few days.
Okay, so sold in a matter of, you know, a day or so. Well, in order to really get one of those types of homes, mm-hmm. because obviously they're great homes that came on the market,
right.
Everybody bounced on them. Well, that means you have to be pre-qualified. You have to be prepared. You know,
that's exactly.
And this is a good tie-in. One of the things about the way I live my life is I try to live with, you know, a lot of optimism about the future.
Exactly.
Now, granted, not everything in my future is going to be positive,
mm-hmm.
but I choose to look at my future as very positive, but always be prepared for the negative situation.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I use that in my own mind, and that's how mm-hmm. I take my actions, and that attitude helps me succeed in life. Well, the same thing is true in saying, okay, I'm getting off the fence. I'm going to buy a house.
Yeah.
Well, step one, we've taught you about step one. Step one is get pre-approved.
Exactly.
Step 1.5 is get the right realtor. And we know who that is.
Sabrina exactly. Smedley. Absolutely.
And then, and so be prepared. Listen to the expert that you're dealing with. Even if it's not us, make sure that you're pre-approved, no matter who you go through.
That pre-approval letter is power, though. That is your negotiating power.
It looks like cash to the seller.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I had a realtor show a listing this past week, and this was one that had four offers on the table. And I was like, there's no time. You've got to act. And I had one of the contracts myself. And she had not even gotten the buyer pre-approved. And I'm like, in this market, as a realtor, you cannot do that. The first thing you do is get that buyer pre-approved. First of all, that buyer needs to know what they can afford and the payment they're comfortable with. Then you go out shopping. And it's about being proactive. And having that pre-approval letter in your hand is negotiating power. Because guess what? When I write up that offer for that buyer and I send that pre-approval letter, how does that offer compete with that offer laying there that has no pre-approval letter?
I think it's as good as gold. It's, you know,
exactly.
You know which one's better. Folks, exactly. When we come back, we're going to go back in history a little bit. And we got to go pay some bills.
If we have time, too, we may give some inexpensive ways to decorate for fall, if fall ever gets here, right?
Yeah, hopefully it becomes here soon. We'll be right back.
MLS 2239.
We will beat any national mortgage company's rate all day, every day, guaranteed. I'm Ben Phillips, and a financial analyst acted upon that statement and called his local mortgage company, Home Rate Mortgage, to buy his dream home. We close the loan in 23 days, while the national guys, they usually close in 40. Home Rate Mortgage is your local mortgage company in Tennessee. Again, Home Rate Mortgage will give you the best rate all day, every day, guaranteed. So let this story be your story and call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100, and there's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call 805-9100? Or HomeRateMortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home. Home Rate Mortgage.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga. 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, it's been an incredible show today.
Absolutely. I have fun with you every Saturday, by the way.
Hey, me
time
too.
Time flies. Yeah, time flies. Absolutely. It's great to start my Saturday morning off with you, Ben.
Awesome. And hopefully we started out even earlier. We go on our runs. We do our, yeah. or we do our yeah. Pilates, yoga, whatever that.
Pure Bar.
Pure Bar.
It is yoga, excuse me, and Pilates on steroids. Come try it. Awesome. I can tell you this. Any guy that tries it never comes back. Never comes back.
That's why I'm scared to try it. You guys put the pressure on us, guys.
Exactly.
I'll try it once for sure.
Okay. So what you got? Some good advice for first-time homebuyers?
Okay. So good advice for first-time homebuyers. Are you a first-time homebuyer? Are you thinking about being a first-time homebuyer? Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about it, let me go ahead and remind you. I remind you every week that the average homeowner in America is worth $205,000.
And that's gone up $5,000.
Yeah, it goes up every year.
It goes up every year.
And guess what the average renter is? So if you are a renter right now, or if you're living with mom and dad, you're worth $4,000 according to national statistics.
Wow.
So
stop making your landlord rich, yeah. right? I mean, we preach that.
They say don't jump on the bandwagons, right? Well, guess what? You got two wagons in front of you. You got the renter wagon and you got the home buying wagon. One's worth $205,000. One's worth $4,000. I'm getting on the home ownership train.
Exactly.
All right. So first time home buyer tips. Number one, pay off all debt and build an emergency fund.
Absolutely.
Always focus on your debts. You know, there's a great gentleman.
Especially credit card debt.
Yeah, absolutely. Because credit card debt is, it impacts a certain part of your credit score called utilization.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a cup of coffee. When your cup of coffee's full, you got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when your credit card is empty, in other words, you don't owe anything on it, that's 0% utilization, and that actually makes you look stronger to the credit bureaus. So keep your credit cards low. I always recommend 10% mm-hmm. of the limit, and I pay all my credit cards off at the end of the month.
Yep.
And that's how I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's tough when you overspend. So create a budget, live by the budget, and this won't be a problem, and your credit score won't be a problem.
Yep.
Number two. Determine how much house you can afford. How many times do we talk
exactly.
about this?
Well, that's true. And the thing is, you got to, you know the number that you're comfortable with, right? Do you like to go to the movies? Do you like to go on vacation? You know, you like to go out and eat.
Or you just like to
budget all that.
Yeah, maybe you like to eat ramen noodles every night at home. Well, that's fine. Budget and figure out how much house you can afford. And we can help you do that either at Sabrina Realty or Home Rate Mortgage.
Absolutely.
We are here to help. Number three, save for a down payment. Now, I got some exciting news on this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to save too much.
That's right.
In many cases, the sellers can pay your closing costs.
Yep.
You can adjust the price to do that.
That's right.
And that helps you go to, you know, your furniture stores and get that furniture instead of having too much down payment. With interest rates being as low as they are,
that's
your
right.
mortgage payment's so going to be so low, you're going to be saving money by not renting anymore.
That's right. And, you know, you've got loans with 0% down and as little as 3% down.
We have grants for people that do not make as much income.
Exactly.
There's all types of opportunities for people to get into home ownership lane.
Lots of products out there for buyers.
Yes. All right. Number five, get pre-approved for a loan.
Yes.
Imagine
yes.
that. We've talked about that 10 times.
It just gives you negotiating power when you make that offer.
It's
I'm
cash.
Telling you.
It's considered cash to the sellers. Mm-hmm. So let's get pre-approved, folks. Number six, find a home for sale in your price range.
Yes,
Duh.
Exactly.
Now, I actually, tell me what you think about this, Sabrina. Do you, like, let's say they want to stay in the 200 to 225 range.
Yep. There's going to be high demand too.
Yeah. Do you show them a range that's a little bit higher and a little bit lower so they can kind of...
Really not in this market. I mean, you know, I may pull, like, if somebody tells me, okay, I want to stay around 225, I probably would go up to about 230, but I'm not going to go up too high because it's a waste of time. Because if I'm out there showing this person that doesn't want to spend over 225, if I'm showing them 240, 250 in this market, those prices aren't coming down that much.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not.
Yeah, good thought.
And there's high demand. That is why... Even more so, you need to be pre-approved, and you need to be ready to go, and your realtor needs to be ready to get you in that home. Because let me tell you something, if that house is priced right, it's in a desirable area, and it's, you know, it meets your criteria.
It's gone.
Guess what? It's gone.
Snap of the fingers.
Anything below $250,000, there is huge, huge demand for right now.
Amen. If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, and we are talking real estate, financial. Mm-hmm. We're talking everything today. Right now, we're in the middle of first-time homebuyer tips, and we have gone through six of them so far. Number seven, research the neighborhoods for the best fit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is probably way more important than it even sounds to folks.
Yeah, it is very important. First of all, if you want a safe neighborhood, you need to look at the crime stats of that neighborhood.
And Sabrina can help you with the crime stats.
That's
She's
right.
got special data there
exactly.
that can help lead you to still waters.
Exactly. And if schools, let's say you've got kids or you're thinking about having kids and public schools are important.
Wow.
You know what?
That's just a big reminder, Sabrina, of why you're the best agent. There's so many agents where these folks will come to get pre-approved with me, and I'll say, so who's your agent? And they'll tell me somebody's name. And I was, they go, yeah, we have three children. They're in middle school, and they, you know, they really they love math, and this one loves art. And I'm like, okay, so where's she showing? Oh, well, you know, over here and over there. And I'm just
like,
they're really gifted at math and they love math and they're all about math and this person's all about art. Have you considered this, the Chattanooga School of Arts and Sciences?
Exactly.
Have you heard about that?
Exactly.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Have you heard about the STEM program?
Exactly.
And it's like, that's why I can't stress enough why you have to call Sabrina, folks. If you're on the fence, if you're considering, please call Sabrina.
That's right.
She lives in the schools.
That's right.
She is engaged with the schools, the principals. She knows what's going on with the school board members.
Exactly.
You know, Joe Wingate, one of our close friends, you guys are working together daily.
Great guy.
Know what's going on. Your information is wonderful. Please.
Great guy. But all this is important. Like you said, check out the neighborhood. I mean, you know, what else you want? You want your realtor to look and see what other neighboring homes are selling for, too, because you don't want to be king of the neighborhood.
You don't want to
pay more than what the other homes are worth, right?
You just want your yard to be the king yard.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
No. But and is it a hilly neighborhood? Is it a neighborhood you can walk and play with the kids?
Exactly.
Does it have a park? Does it have a local swimming pool?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things.
I tell buyers to do sometimes, too? And this is smart to do. You're looking at this house. You're in a neighborhood. The neighbors are outside. Go over and talk to them.
Yes.
I mean, there's no better information source than talking to someone that already lives in the neighborhood.
And believe it or not, they want to talk to you.
The only
thing we fear in life is really fear.
Yeah.
So we got to stop that.
Yeah.
And that's probably my little trick of the trade. I don't know a stranger.
Yeah.
If I'm in line somewhere.
And you don't know fear either.
Oh, no. No, I don't. But, you know, people sometimes give me that weird look or whatever. But I let those weird looks bother me because even if I got nine bad looks out of 10.
Yeah.
It's that one special person that I connect to as a stranger, just saying hi to them.
Absolutely.
And being cordial. And then it ends up being, you know, just something valuable. Some kind of information is valuable. And I can't stress that enough. Folks, we need to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Communicate. How do you become a better communicator, Sabrina? By communicating.
Exactly.
So fail forward. Communicate badly, and then it gets better. Do you remember when I started on the radio? I was made fun of even worse than I am now.
But you know what? You have a distinctive voice and a distinctive personality. And it's like anytime I send a buyer to you or something, I mean, they know who you are because they've heard you because you're all over the radio.
And trust me, y'all, I was failing at the beginning. I was getting a lot of hate email, a lot of bad calls. No, but that's just it. You stay passionate.
That's right.
You stay the
course. And you
got
to believe it yourself.
You do.
Like you said. So, you know, part of it, not everybody is going to work with you. Not everybody's going to like you.
It's okay.
But that's okay.
All right. So that was an awesome one. So number eight, attend open houses.
Yes.
And think long term.
And look, when you're at these open houses, take this as an opportunity to really look and see if that house has been well maintained. If you think that, always pay attention to smells, odors.
Mm.
Are there any spots on the wall? If you're down in a basement, are there any spots on the walls down there? Any water problems?
Why do you smell bleach downstairs
exactly.
in the basement? You know, that kind
exactly.
of stuff is super important.
And
you know, sometimes you forget to do something, but make sure you walk outside on the perimeter in the yard because you might kind of sink.
Mm-hmm.
You might find that there's some kind of water issue.
Exactly.
But, you know, just walking the perimeter of the yard and seeing what that yard is really like, it can tell you things.
Open houses are a great opportunity to really examine a home. They really are.
Yes.
And to ask questions.
No doubt about it. So number nine, make a competitive offer that's within your budget. So in this market, it has to be a competitive.
Yeah.
It has to be.
First of all, have your realtor call the listing agent and find out.
Say hi.
What's going on with that house? Do you have any other interest? Are there any other offers? Find out. You need to do that in this market. I cannot stress that enough. You need to have your agent call the listing agent, get as much information about the home as they can. And if it's got an offer, guess what? You better go in strong if you really want this house. You've got to make an offer that you can live with. If your offer doesn't win, you've got to feel confident. I can live with my offer on this house and with the final decision. If I don't get it, it wasn't meant to be.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, this is interesting. You know, in the loan business, you can actually, let's say you can only afford $200,000.
Yeah.
But you've got a good family. You got your mom and dad nearby. In our lending, you can get a gift from your parents.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say that home's on the market for $200,000 and everyone's interested in this house. Offer $205,000, get that free $5,000 from mom and dad. Put that extra money down on it. You'll probably get a little bit lower rate anyway by doing that. And then it was no sweat off your back. But think about this. I want to tell you something. If you, for every $1,000 you borrow at today's rates, mm-hmm. your payment only goes up $4.50. Don't miss out on home ownership over $4.50 a month.
I love what you just said too, because I sat down with a buyer this week. We were writing an offer. This house had numerous offers on it. And this is a first-time home buyer. And by the way, you guys are doing the loan.
Imagine that.
And I said to her, you need to make an offer on this house that you can live with. And that you know if you do not get it for this amount, it's not meant to be. And you can live with that decision. What you don't want to do is really you could go $2,000 or $3,000 more and kick yourself at the end of the day if you lose it over $2,000 or $3,000. Give it your best shot. She listened to me. She did what I said, and guess what? She got the house.
Boom.
And she didn't overpay because she got it at a price she could live with, and she's getting her closing costs
paid. She took the expert's advice. Finally, folks, and this is the final tip for first-time homebuyers, prepare for the closing. And, let the real estate agent, let the lender, they'll guide you through. That's why you have to have a good one, because
that's right.
They're there every step of the way, and their expertise every step of the way can – you know, they say if a plane just goes off 1 degree, it lands in a completely different city across the country that could be 1,000 miles away.
Exactly.
1 degree. So that's why you have to have the right agent and the right lender.
And before we go, anyone thinking about buying a house this weekend needs to call Home Rate Mortgage, get pre-approved, 805-9100. Sabrina Realty would love the opportunity to help you make your dream of home ownership come true. Call us at
499-7780. And folks, that's a wrap. Another show
we'll
in the bank.
Week.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.